Some people are just in the wrong place at the wrong time, and as a result, history winds up passing them by. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward says if more people had heard the singing group The Falcons when they were hot, they might have been more famous. But they were halfway between the old vocal group sound and the sound of emerging soul music, and they were hidden away in Detroit before anyone was paying attention to the music in that city. Here's Ed's attempt to help rescue The Falcons from semi-obscurity.
Well, I went to the kind of rock and roll that made me move my feet. Well, they gathered all around and started clapping their hands. And shut my feet, I was running. I was hopping and bobbing, it was after fun. When I looked around, I was on the floor. Well,
rock and roll.
Falcons came together in a Detroit jewelry store in 1955 when 20-year-old Eddie Floyd and his friend Bob Minardo discovered they sounded good together. Recruiting other guys to sing with them was no problem. Eddie's uncle, Robert West, was not only interested in managing them, but in starting a record company to record them. It took a while to stabilize the membership, but by the summer of 1956, they released their first record, Baby, That's It.
Well, you got them all. Kiss me right, kiss and kiss, squeeze and squeeze, ooh, baby, that's it. Well, look at me, just as sweet as you can be, it makes me realize that you were meant for me. Kiss and kiss, squeeze and squeeze, ooh, baby, that's it. Well,
not much of a record, and not even the fact that it was picked up by a major label, Mercury, could help it. Then, for the first of many times, the group fell apart when its two white members, Bob Minardo and Tom Shetler, joined the Army. In fact, that was the best thing that could have happened. Robert West went looking for a couple of new members and came up with Mac Rice and Joe Stubbs, whose brother Levi was the lead singer of a group that would become the Four Tops. Still, getting the magic down on record was elusive, as I Wonder, another early release, shows. Maybe Joe Stubbs' great voice would sound better in an imitation Five Royales type song. No, that wasn't it. It took the Falcons 3 years to get it right, but when they did, they really got it right.
You're so fine. You're so fine. You're mine. You're mine. I walk and I talk about you.
This, the original version of You're So Fine, came out on Robert West's Flick label and was re-recorded for the United Artists version most of us are familiar with. But the success of the song proved hard on the Falcons, because suddenly a lot of the groups that were buzzing around a new label called Motown wanted Joe Stubbs, and he became a part-time member of the Falcons in 1960. West went looking again for a replacement, and he found a young gospel singer who was looking for greener pastures. His name was Wilson Pickett.
I love you.
Again, it took the Falcons some time to figure out how to make the right record with the talent they had working for them. And again, when they got it right, they more than lived up to their reputation as the hottest group in Detroit. Nobody was singing like that anywhere at all in 1962. And before I Found a Love had slipped off the charts, Wilson Pickett was recording solo for others and had become a part-time Falcon like Joe Stubbs. Which is not to say that he didn't still make great records with them.
I need your good loving, baby. I need you to think.
Meanwhile, the rest of the Falcons signed up as backup singers for Benny McCain and the Ohio Untouchables for a session.
I held my baby,
In another 7 years, that group would metamorphose into the Ohio Players. By 1963, Robert West knew he had to do something about the instability of the Falcons, and what he did was fairly drastic. He fired the group Eddie Floyd had started. Eddie was out on his own by now, too, and took another group he managed, the Fabulous Playboys, and told them they were now the Falcons.
Can't you hear me sing?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
They weren't, but they were pretty good. But by now, Motown was where the action was in Detroit. Pickett, Stubbs, and Floyd were established stars, and Mack Rice, who went on to write Mustang Sally and record it first, was about to become one. The Falcons, or whoever they were, didn't have a chance. Until Relic Records compiled two a few years back, there were never any Falcons albums, and the singles were hard to find. They deserved a whole lot more.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll, and he writes for the Austin Chronicle.